Hello and welcome to episode 35 of the DX Mentor, the activation of a new one. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill, AJ8B. Members of the Southwest Ohio DX Association will be activating a new one that was just announced by the DXCC desk. This is a special trial activation that may lead to more trial activations or even more time at new ones. The new entity is called Fredonia and is located off the coast of Albania. We have the hams who did all of the work behind the scenes and who are making the trip on this episode to tell you about the experience and what they expect. My guests are Joe, W-A-G-E-X, the team leader, Dave, K-D-V, who did all of the work with the DXCC desk, Dwight, K-4-Y-J, who will be the sideband and 160-meter person, Brian, 88-F-D, who is the digital guru, and Janet, W-H-C-A-A, who is in charge of the fundraising. So without any further delay, let's jump right in. Well, good evening and welcome to a special edition of the DX Mentor. And we're doing something tonight I've never done before. If you've probably heard, there's been a new entity added to the DXCC list, number 341. And I've got the group here that's going to activate it for the first time out of the chute. We're going to take a few minutes and talk to them and find out how this kind of came about. And what we can expect is as the community. So I'm going to introduce them and have them introduce themselves a little bit, how they got into ham radio and about DX, and then we'll ask those questions that we're all dying to get answers to. So I'll start with Joe. We have WAGEX tonight. Joe, welcome aboard.
Okay, well, thanks. Nice to be aboard, and welcome to everybody. I've been a ham since 1970. Started off on 6 meters and worked a few stations in the Caribbean, got hooked on DX, and then upgraded all the way up through the years, and finally got involved in some big DXing. So I've been on several trips. A lot of them were just myself, and I've been on some big high-profile trips that I really, really enjoyed. So I'm a DXer all the way, so this is right up my alley tonight.
And I should have mentioned that the expedition is to Fredonia, which is a new island off the coast of Albania. And just to give you an idea, it's located in the Ionian Sea, which essentially is a peninsula off the coast of Albania. And this is the first activity there since 1933. So the demand's going to be huge. And before I move on, Joe, you had some experience operating, activating another new entity in that neighborhood, right? Seven Oscar, yes. Or six, yes, Oscar.
Back in... and. 2008, we activated Montenegro.
Okay.
Four Oscar 6 Delta X-ray.
And that must have been something, right?
Yes, outstanding, yes.
And then we have Janet, W-H-C-A-A, who's going to tell us later about how she got roped into being our chief fundraiser. But Janet, tell us about your ham experience so far.
Well, of course, I've been around this ham for a long time, so I finally joined in 05. I had a call sign of KD8CGN originally, and then I changed it to W8CAA. So I started in 05, and then I upgraded to the tech and the general, and then I got my extra in March of 07. So because I hang around Joe a lot, I've been on some of these de-expeditions and worked in different places. But I'm really a better gopher person. Pull this, pull that. So,
and this is not the first de-expedition you've done fundraising for, right?
Oh, no, no. I've fundraised for a lot of them. It's quite a job, really. It's a big job.
I can't wait to hear some of the details on how you were able to get some funding for this one. So, and we also have Dave, KDV. Dave, welcome aboard.
Hey, Bill and everyone else, and it's good to be here this evening and looking forward to our upcoming operation here in a couple of weeks. It's going to be fun. It's going to be my first time with being on a de-expedition of this caliber, so should be fun. I've been hamming since 1978 when I was a freshman in high school. With my father was a ham, and he was a DXer, and so by nature, I become a DXer. Although I really didn't get really active in DXing until 2006, and somehow or another I've managed to find my way to the honor roll and almost 2,500 in the challenge, and so fairly active. The only thing I can say is I just miss having some educated aluminum in the air. It's a tough road out there with just a wire, but we're getting her done.
So was that about a year ago you had the tornado and stuff take down your tower?
Can you believe that that's been, it'll be 2 years in July?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Holy cow. Well, as always, if there's anything we can do once you start getting the aluminum together, we'll be there. So, Dwight, K4, YJ, how are you, buddy? And welcome aboard.
I'm doing pretty good. Well, I got my ham career started in 72 when I was a sophomore in high school. We had a radio club in the school and didn't really get started in DX and contesting until the early 90s. Moved to Atlanta in 85. And in the early 90s, I became a member of the Southeast DX Club and also the Southeast Contest Club in Atlanta area. And been a heavy contester and a DXer since then. Been in so many contests, it's kind of hard to believe. But this is my first DX expedition that I've been on. But I've been a contester for so long, this is going to be a lot of fun, I believe. So looking forward to be a member of this team and hope I can contribute everything I can to it.
Well, wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks for letting me be aboard.
Oh, sure. Well, last but not least, we have Brian, 88FD. Brian, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, good evening, Bill. Good evening, everybody. Brian started a ham, being a ham back in high school, and then but kind of got in and out of it based on life getting in the way. Been pretty serious about it now for the last few years, really getting into DXing. Been having a lot of fun. This will be my first one too. I'm excited to come along. I'm glad people letting me tag along and learn how to de-expedition here. So this will be exciting, I think, for me, definitely.
Well, what's cool about this group is that whether it's a contest or DX or the Ohio CUSO party, I've heard all of you on the air, and I know you're all accomplished operators. So whether it's your first one or your 64th one, I really think this is a really solid group. So I'll start with Joe. Joe, you're going to be the team leader, as you all have said. How did you get this pull this whole thing together?
Well, it started last June, Bill. I've got a ham friend who is a subcontractor over in Albania, and he got word that Fredonia wanted to become 341st new entity for DXCC. And this island was off the west coast of Albania. So my friend made arrangements for the group here. To go and meet with our communication officer and discuss plans of a new de-expedition. After a 2 hour meeting, telling them about our experience and what we've done in the past and how we could successfully pull this off, they agreed for us to come in and pull this de-expedition off. So we were very grateful to my friend in Albania. In order to thank him, we took him out for a nice dinner for his time and cooperation. And now the de-expedition is way underway. I did lead a group in 2006 to Montenegro, so I'm quite familiar with the area, although I've never been exactly to this island. So we rented a house, we've got license, we got our flights, we've got everything booked, we got all the radio equipment, antennas have all been shipped and are on the island, and we're really all packed and ready to leave on March the 28th, and we should arrive there and be on the air on April 1st. So we're really looking forward to it.
So if I recall, though, the good and the bad news is we can operate April 1st, but it's only a 24-hour permit, right?
Yes.
Okay. That'll be interesting. I don't know if that's what I think is cool, though, reflecting on what you said. If y'all were active back then, 20 years ago, I don't believe Albania was allowed to even have ham radio. And now you're sitting in Albania making plans to activate an entity right off its coast. So that's pretty cool the way that comes around.
Yes, and that's all correct.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me because anytime you do this stuff last minute, it's usually as expensive as can be, right? The shipping, you had to get priority shipping to get the stuff there. So Janet, you were in charge of fundraising. I'm sure that was volunteer. So how did you pull that off?
Well, it wasn't easy, to be honest, because in the past I've done a lot of these, and I would contact all these clubs and basically beg for money. And of course, I'm not the most experts on the internet, so I did it the hard way, and I'd have to look up a club and then try to find a contact person. And so anyway, it took hours and hours. Anyway, so while Joe was talking about this, I decided to do some looking around about Fredonia because I had never even heard of it. Anyway, so I found out that this little island is known for its exotic red ants. Yuck. I mean, everybody knows that those things bite and hurt you and so on. But anyway, there's a small group of scientists that like to study them. I guess there's somebody studies everything. And it's called the National Geo Red Ant Society. And they were looking for somebody to help them in their research. So anyway, I got contacted them and I found out they had grants available if they could find someone to go there. And by some miracle, they had funds left over from the American Rescue Funds, you know, that we all had after the pandemic. And so they were willing to help us out and pay and all that. So they're going to pay from the flights and everything from Amsterdam. So the guys here have to get their way to Amsterdam. But anyway, then they were going to provide some generators and manpower, whatever, have some people there to help unload and load and get everything set up. So I don't have it all worked out yet. We're still in the last minute arranging it, getting it. The logistics to get the team from Amsterdam. So I will still have to get some donations to get the team from here to Amsterdam. So it's not so expensive.
So
Anyway,
how can listeners help out?
well, they should probably get a hold of Joe, WHGEX, and they
Okay.
can, you know, he'll give it to me. My computer's on the blink right now. That's why we're sitting side by side.
Yeah, because
Normally, I
other
have my own.
see, I was surprised because he never let you in the shack otherwise. So,
Yeah. No kidding.
well, good for you. I mean, the expeditions listening to this may want to enlist your help. You may
Yeah.
have a service here pretty soon.
Yeah. I'll think about it. It's a job.
So Dave, this whole thing sounds like it's rolling, but it could not have been easy to get. You've got the GR0 UCH call sign. How did you get it recognized, how did you just get this whole thing going?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, this has been a challenge. As Joe said, we started in June, and it's been a lot of meetings, a lot of phone calls, a lot of proving our skills, proving that we had the ability to get there. And believe me, we wanted to have more time, but they said, look, you can only have 24 hours. It's got to be this date. And working with getting it onto the DXCC list was also another job because we had to use a small known hidden in the deep wording of the DXCC for acceptance. There's a thing about an event, a special event for a one-time event entity. And so we took advantage of that. So as soon as we become an event by putting this on the air for the first time in over 80 years, the next day it'll become a deleted entity. So it'll happen that fast. So it's really been quite the work, but they were a little bit apprehensive because they're like, well, it's really not part of the UN, it's not this and that, but by having that one little clause in there and being able to take advantage of it, we decided to jump on it and make it happen.
Well done. Well, I will put in the show notes some of the details on Fredonia, but I have to tell you, that's I've not seen their flag until just now. Your background is terrific, so I'll put that in the show notes so we know how I can get access to that. And I think the most of us use the CIA fact book, I think, to get details, right? So the other question I'd have is rigging the box has kind of opened up, maybe. Rigs being put on islands so that hams don't have to go there. So maybe it's changing the way things are done. Do you think this single day special event clause, you think that'll be used maybe to open up some other entities?
Well, it could, Bill, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, it would certainly be nice if that was the case. I think, of course, the rigging the box is a whole conversation for a podcast by itself, but hopefully that'll help open up a lot of new entities and opportunities for DX Expeditions. And given that you don't have to have operators there, that could open up chances for other entities that aren't necessarily like Fredonia, where you don't have anybody there that's ham operators, but it could open up the chance to go in, set it up, and let people work remote, where you don't have to worry about people going into the country and stuff like that. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm just excited to have this one and get our permission and to at least be accepted. I think that that in itself is a a huge accomplishment on our part. And it couldn't have been done without the help of all the team.
Great. So, Dwight, you are you have two roles, I think. You're the 160-meter guy, and you're also going to be the sideband, the lead guy on sideband. What are you expecting, and do you think there'll be any 160 activity since it's kind of late in the propagation year?
Well, being out in the summertime, it's going to be pretty tough, but I've got a lot of 160-meter experience. And if there's any propagation, and if anybody wants to work me and they have patience, I'm going to get them in the log if it's at all possible. And I'm just going to ask the people, just hang in there. If I can hear them, I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to work them. I'm going to get them in the log. And if the person I'm trying to work, if the other people could please stand by, let me work them, be patient, I'll get you in the log. And that's all I'm asking. Be patient and no QRM. Just be as patient as you can, and I'll get you in there.
So what is your style? Do you want full calls only or partials?
No, I'd like full call sign because I can get a partial of a full call sign.
Okay, great.
And I'll work that because I can get a partial of any of that full call sign, and I can go from there.
So the other thing I'm curious about, and I think most of you guys, I think it was Navassa that was on the air, and they had like a, I think they were up, literally up like 75 KCs or something. Do you guys remember that? They had this massive split. Do you anticipate anything like that, or you think up?
No,
five
I'm not going to work a wild split like that. It's going to be 5 to 10, and I'm going to pick them out of that, if even that big of a split. But it'll be a small split, and I'll pick them out.
Okay, good for you. Well, I've heard you on 160, so if there's anybody on the call that can do it, I know you can do it. So I'm glad for that. Brian, you're going to be the digital guy. So
yes.
Are we talking FT4, FT8, MS, I can't even say it, MSHV, or, you know, which of those are we trying? How many streams are you going to have going, et cetera, et cetera?
Jesus, so the pileups are going to be massive, right? Like, we all know that because everybody needs this one, right? There's nobody alive that got it the last time, right? So yeah, we're expecting that we're going to need to, you know, in that 24 hours work absolutely as many as possible, right? So we're going to use MSHV. And so what this does is that allows us to work everybody in that full pass band, right? So it's not like Fox and Hound where you kind of give up that first 1,000, right? And anybody can work us using kind of any of the Fox and Hound protocol or the normal one, right? So hopefully that doesn't cause confusion like we've seen in the past where people don't know whether you're working Fox or Hound and don't know, you know, where to be in the spectrum, right? So we're trying to make this as full. And so we're going with MSHV. The other thing we're going to do to maximize the queues is we're actually going to have two digital stations on each band. So we're going to synchronize the transmit and receive. So they're both transmitting at the same time and both receiving at the same time. And then this is going to allow us to essentially double that rate, right? I think it's, we're going to be able to get everybody in the log, right? Everybody's going to get a piece of this. And so I think it's going to be really great. We're working on networking all the stations together. And we're going to have Starlink. So all this stuff is going to be live streamed. So everybody, you know, it'll kind of cut down on the anxiety of the operators. They'll be able to see that they made it into the log, right? And so hopefully we can cut down on dupes because we want to give everybody, you know, ATNOs as possible, right? So, like, we are, like, pulling out all stops on this one. We're going to make it happen. It's going to be big.
Wow, well done. Well planned. And it sounds like the only person on this call that might have Fredonia log from 1933 would be Joe.
Nice.
Joe, check your log. But so I'll go back to Dave because we've talked about sideband and FT8. What about the CW? What are you expecting?
I'm expecting just massive pileups and continuous, never-ending flow of stations. Hopefully, like Dwight said, I'm looking for just full calls only. I think that's the best way to go. And always, of course, we'll always be working split. And just like Dwight said, going to try to control the pile up to keep it from getting too unruly. But considering everybody that's chasing DXCC is going to probably be out there trying to work us, I don't know that that's going to be a lofty goal. So it wouldn't surprise me if we had a split of somewhere between anywhere from 5 to 15, maybe 20 KCs. And it's going to be somewhat like a lottery for some of those guys working us. But I just don't know that we can fit them all in that regular 3 to 5. It's going to be massive. But it's going to be exhausting, but it's going to be just a hell of a lot of fun.
A full day, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, Dwight, if there is a 30 or 50 KC spread, and, you know, I'm sitting here, I got 100 watts and an antenna, do I have a shot?
Well, you know, it's kind of frustrating for the DX caller to have a spread like that because you kind of feel like you don't have a chance when there's that big of a spread. So I'm going to try to keep my spread as low as possible, but my filters are so tight that I can, you know, keep the spread a lot tighter. But if I have to spread out, I will. So if I got to go to 10, 20, I will. But I'm going to keep those filters as tight as I can and keep that pile up as short or as tight as I can. But, you know, when you get a 20 and 30 kilohertz spread, the guy that's trying to call me feels like he doesn't have a chance because the spread is so wide. And it's frustrating on that end. Because I've been on that end. And if you think that spread is so wide, you think you don't have a chance.
Yeah.
So I don't want the caller to think he doesn't have a chance.
So, Joe,
you've got... That's what I'm going to try to do.
Great. You know, I'm excited, and I know you guys well enough that you've thought this out, but you've really thought this out. So yes. I'm excited. I think you're really setting yourself up for success. So, Joe, I've got Dwight on sideband. I've got Brian as the DigiGuru, and we have Dave manning the CW stuff. You're going to be floating between the three, but you're also going to be going 60 meters, right?
Yes, that is correct. So on 60 meters, we'll mainly be on FT8, and We've got plenty of filters, so we should not have, or we're hoping we will not have any intermod between the stations. And that being the case, we'll be operating FT8 sideband and CW as well on 60 meters. The sad part about 60 meters, as everyone knows, that it's not accepted for any awards, on DXCC. So, but we'll be in there. 60 meters is a huge, huge following, and we'll be in there like all the other D expeditions. And I think the great thing about all this, as the team has discussed, that if we can pull this off for one day, then next year we feel very confident we could get in there for at least a week or 10 days. So we're looking forward to a good operation this time and showing them that we can really do it. And do it right, and then go back next year. So yeah, this is a big thing.
Great. Have y'all had a chance to study propagation? Is it pretty much the same as the rest of Europe? Anybody?
I haven't really took a big look at it, Bill, but I have to believe that it's going to be pretty similar. I would think.
Yes, I agree.
So, Brian,
propagation's been great lately, right? We just had our number one day, or what was that, last week or whatever?
Yeah. So and I guess this week is supposed to be big. And I didn't look ahead to see what April 1st would look like, but I think it'll be really good. So,
yeah.
Well, I don't have a lot more to add, but I'm going to go around. Dave, did I miss anything or anything you want to add?
No, just wish us safe travels. It's going to be quite the whirlwind trip. It's going to be a fast in and out type of trip and back to the States. And wish us luck. We hope to be able to hand out as many all-time new ones as possible. You know, and I know one thing, we were going to be dog tired when this thing's over, but it's going to be nothing like we've ever seen before, I'm sure.
And I should add, I'm going to do the QSL chores, and we are going to use LOTW and Club Log and of course OQRS. So we'll cover it that way. Dwight, anything on your mind?
Yeah, my wife told me I better not bring any ants back with me.
just what we need is a red ant breakout in
South
Central Ohio. Yeah, we don't need those in Ohio.
Well, maybe the first thing you should do is stop at Billy's house on your way back. And
that'd be good.
Ask him if he can keep them for you.
Yeah. Brian, any other thoughts?
No, excited to go. I don't think I'm going to sleep a day from now until then, right? This is like trip of a lifetime kind of thing. So it's going to be exciting. So can't wait to get there and get a lot of ATNOs for everybody, right?
Wonderful. Joe and Janet, anything else I missed?
Well, I'm really looking forward to this because I've been on a lot of trips and this is a small group, but that's what they wanted us to bring in and do. So we're going to do their wishes. And I'm like everybody, I am excited. I cannot wait.
So I'll just let it remind everyone that it's GR0UCH/0.
Yes.
It will be April 1st, which is actually, March 31st, 000 Zulu to 2359 on the 1st. So for that one day, it's a special day for all of us. I think this is going to be terrific. I've got a sick day plan. I mean, I've got a vacation day plan because I'd hate to do all this, everything I've helped you guys with and not get them in the log. But I guess you're not going to get them in the log either. So,
no.
No. Swidexa supports you, and I'm sure the ham community supports you. And I'd like to have you back when it's done so we can kick this around. Would you guys be all right with that?
Oh, we would love to come.
Yep.
I'm sure we'll have some great stories.
All right, guys.
Don't forget, donations are desperately needed to pay all their flights. So
they can go to either send Joe, WAGEX, or if they go to AJB.com, there's a link on there for Donia, and they can use PayPal too. So
sure. That'll work. Perfect.
Either way they want to do
Thank you.
And I'm going to talk to the DX manager, the forum manager, if I can get one of you to speak at the Hamvention forum, we'll do that as well. Because I think the interest this is going to generate is going to be terrific. So, thank you for your time. I know you guys are busy. You're packing, testing gear, shipping things, et cetera. So I'm glad we got together for this. And, man, I'm excited. This is going to be great.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having us.
Y'all have a good evening. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Is that exciting or what? Thank you for joining us on this edition of the DX Mentor. I would especially like to thank the DXpedition team that joined us tonight. Joe, WAGEX, Dave, KDV, Dwight, K4YJ, Brian, 88FD, and Janet, W8CAA. I would love to have your feedback, answer your questions, and provide help with any DX or amateur radio issues that you may have. If you need clarification on something or you just have a question, please email me at thedxmentor@gmail.com. Please drop me a line if you've achieved an all-time new one, receive recognition, or you have a DX event that you would like us to mention. We would be happy to do that. If you're enjoying these DX Mentor episodes, please hit the subscribe button. You can also click the like button if you found this one particularly interesting. If you don't want to subscribe, please drop me a note. Let me know why. I just want to get better. 7-3 for this episode, and thanks to Karen, my XYL, for her love and support. Oh, and I hope you enjoyed this April Fool's joke.